Well, hello, everyone. It is so good to see everybody. If you didn't know who my name is Mike Scann. I want to welcome you to another episode of From Sunday to Sabbath, where we were a Sunday church and we transitioned over to Sabbath. This is our journey, and we're inviting you along to learn all things Torah and try to answer any questions you may have. It's been a minute since I've checked in with you guys, and only because I've been doing other things and took some time off and have an amazing leadership team that is able to handle things for a moment. I am going to talk to you today. I want to get right into our subject matter because, one of the things that's nice about getting away and just praying and seeking the faith of the Lord and really trying to figure out kind of like, what are you supposed to be doing? I felt like, something was revealed to me. I've been doing some study, and I want to talk about, I know I've talked about it before, that's why we call it From Sunday to Sabbath. So we're going to talk about the Sabbath. And I want to talk about, I've kind of titled this, It's Not What You Think It's About. And I'm concerned that we've taken Sabbath, and we have made it into something that it's not supposed to be. I think that we've taken Sabbath and just for the sake of mankind, because we've taken a scripture out of the New Testament and we take a scripture out of the Old Testament, and we think that Sabbath is one thing which should be another. And so I want to jump right into the scriptures here. I'm reading out of the book of Isaiah 58:13. 58:13. I'm going to read two verses, 58:13 and 14. And this is what it says. I want you to get this, right? It says, if you turn back your foot from Shabbat, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call Shabbat, watch this, a delight, the holy day. Remember, holy means kadosh. It means to be separate. It means to be, set apart. Kadosh day of Adonai, honorable. Watch this. If you honor it, not going, this is important, your own ways, not seeking your own pleasure, not speaking your usual speech, then you will delight yourself in Adonai, or Yahweh, and I will let you ride over the heights of the earth. I'll feed you with the heritage of your father Jacob, for the mouth of Adonai has spoken. So this is a great scripture, right? And I've read this many, many times, but this time, man, it kind of hit me different. And here at Epic Life, we have done an amazing job in listening to Yahweh and moving from Sunday to Sabbath and learning what that means and developing really a great community. If you've not been here and you're in the area at any time in Texas, come to Terrell. We're at 646 North Rockwall Avenue in Terrell, Texas. It's about 45 minutes northeast of Terrell. I'm sorry, northeast of Dallas. But this is a powerful passage because if you miss it, which I think a lot of people do, you'll think the Sabbath is about like, okay, so I want you to hear me and really walk through me with this. Yes, the Sabbath is about finding rest, but finding rest in what? Like, is it laying on the couch and just sleeping? Is it, going out to the lake and having a great time at the lake? Is it, what does it mean to rest? Like, that's kind of what people attribute it to. They say, hey, you know, the Sabbath is all about rest. We're to rest. We're to rest. Well, really, I mean, technically, you're not supposed to, you are supposed to rest because Sabbath is to rest. That's what Yahweh did. And that's right. We are to rest. But it's not just that we rest and we kind of sit on the couch and we don't do anything. It's not that we rest and we don't do anything. Man, when you read the text, you'll see that there's actually something that we are supposed to be doing. There's something we're supposed to be doing as followers of Messiah. And that is, you know, being in with the Lord, right? So I want to jump into looking at the commandment. And obviously the commandments in Exodus 20, and we'll run over there real quick. Exodus 20, verse 8, it says, remember Yom Shabbat, remember the Sabbath, and do what? To keep it holy. The word holy, again, we have to understand this, the word holy is the word kadosh. It means to be set apart for a special purpose. So Sabbath is to be, just by the definition, purpose. Sabbath is to be set apart for us as a special day, a special set apart day. But set apart for what? Is it just so that we can take naps and just rest and relax? Some people would say yes, but I don't think that that's wrong to just like hang out at the Sabbath and have a great time, right? I don't think that's wrong. But I also don't think that that's the full extent of it. So if we read the text, we continue, it goes on in verse 9. It says, you are to work 6 days. Work is about striving. Work is about trying to better yourself. Work is about like making that money, making that moolah, right? That's what work is all about, paying the bills. It's all about trying to do what ourselves. It's trying to do what we're supposed to be doing here on this earth. And then it says, and do all your work. So you're on the verse 9, you are to work 6 days and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Shabbat to Yahweh, your Elohim. So it's a Sabbath. It's a day of rest to God. In it, you shall not do any work. Like nobody has an argument with that. That's in the Torah moon. They're like, no, obviously we're not going to do any work. Not you, not your son, not your daughter, not your male servant, not your female servant, not your cattle, nor the outsider that is within your gate. So basically anybody that's associated with you, that you have connection with, that are in your home, they're not supposed to be working. Nobody. This is why a lot of us don't go out to eat on Sabbath, right? Because it says your male servant and your female servant. So what is, obviously I don't have any servants, by the way, I'm not that kind of a pastor. So what does that mean then? Well, I take it to mean that a waitress is a servant and she would be serving me at a restaurant. A cashier is a servant. They would be serving me at the cashier, taking in and taking my money and all that. Not to do any business, right? Not you, not your son, not your daughter, your male servant, your female servant. Nobody is supposed to work. Your cattle, not supposed to work. Or in my case, we have sheep. Not your female servants, not your male servants, nor even an outsider. So if someone comes over to your house that's an outsider and you want them to fix your plumbing or fix your whatever, no, they're an outsider. They're not supposed to be working. Verse 11, for in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Notice, he rested on the seventh day. He ceased from creating. He ceased from striving or making or whatever, however you want to look at that. Thus, Adonai blessed Yom Shabbat and made it holy, made it Kodesh. What's my point? My point is when we relook at this and reevaluate this passage of scripture, and we begin to see what it really signifies, what it really means, it really will help you and it will take a different direction. Why do we talk about Sabbath so much? Well, because Sabbath represents our covenant with Yahweh. That it's one of those things that sets us apart from everyone else, right? Is the Sabbath day. Not the Lord's day, which is the first day of the week, but the Sabbath day. It makes us special because we honor the Sabbath. Even as Gentiles, we honor it, right? So this is a commandment, and because it's a commandment, and we have decided that we are grafted into Israel based upon what Paul said in the book of Romans, right? We're grafted in, and because we're grafted in, we choose to submit ourselves to this commandment that we are to walk and honor the Shabbat. It is a commandment. Now, I want us to understand something, and this is where I really want to get our point to this morning. Because when we go back and we look at Isaiah 58, 13 through 14, and get your Bibles out, something that you're going to notice, and that's what this is, you're going to notice something very important. Notice this, right? In verse 13, it says that you turn your back from Shabbat, from doing your pleasure. So number one, we can ascertain from this that it's not about our pleasure. And it says on my being capitalized, so it's referring to Yahweh, on his holy day. So we're not supposed to do our pleasure on his holy day. Now, I know what you're going to say about Luke and, well, you know, Jesus said that man was made for the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. I'm going to get to that point here in a minute. But I want you to catch this because this is super important. And call Shabbat a delight. This is what's called oneg. So the word delight here is the word oneg. And we do this on Sabbath here at Epic Life Church. We'll have what's called the oneg, and it means to delight in the faith. So we're kind of gathering, we get food, and we hang out, and we love on each other, and we have hopefully good conversation. But I want to speak to that even, if you're part of that. I want you to hear this, hear these words, right? Call Shabbat a delight, right? The holy day, again, here's holy day again. This is the second time that he's referred to this in one passage. The holy day of Adonai, honorable. So we're supposed to honor this day. We're supposed to recognize this day. We're supposed to make this day about something other than us. Notice it says, honor it, not going your own way. There's a second time. So the first time we see it, back up at verse 13, the first part, what's it say? Doing your own pleasure. So we got doing your own pleasure. So you may be Sabbathing and honoring the Sabbath, but are you doing your pleasure? You're doing what you want to do, right? Like we're going to the beach on the Sabbath. That's what the Sabbath is for me. Or are you making it your delight? It's about you, right? No. I want to look at real quick. Let's look and see what that means. Give me a second. Let's go look at this passage. I want to look at that word. Delight. Let's see what it means. Let's go here. Here we go. There we go. Jumping on down to verse 13. Let's see what that word means. Interesting, right? So verse 13. If you turn back your foot from the Shabbat, from doing your pleasure, the word pleasure here is desires. It's the same word. It's the word hapes. It means take pleasure or enjoyment in something. This is the original language. Something that happens which one can refer to, a matter, an event, an affair, something of that nature, right? All right, let's go back here. Where'd I go? There it is. From doing your pleasure on my holy day and call a Shabbat a delight. The holy day of Adonai, honorable. If you honor it, the word honor is hapase, take pleasure in it, right? Not going your own ways, not going your own ways, not seeking your own pleasure. That's that word heps again, desires, not speaking your usual language. Watch that, right? The word usual is a little bit different, but debar. Making your own statements, communicating your own way instead of communicating what Yahweh says, right? So very powerful passage. So you may think, well, Pastor Mike, what is your point? Well, my point is, what are you doing with Shabbat? So have we made Sabbath all about oneg? Have we made Sabbath all about our pleasure? Sabbath is about Yahweh. Sabbath is about Him. It's His holy day. And we're called on Shabbat because in the book, in Leviticus, right? We go to Leviticus 23:3, work may be done for 6 days, but 7th day is the Shabbat of Solemn, a holy convocation, a holy assembly. It is a time. Shabbat isn't about oneg, which I love oneg, and I'm a part of oneg, and we're going to continue to have oneg. But I just want to understand, we need to understand something, that Sabbath and the Sabbath, the Shabbat, is a holy convocation. It's a set apart, the Bible says convocation, a set apart assembly, where we come together, not just to oneg, but for what? So that we can reconnect with the Father. We can reconnect with Him. That's why He says in Luke 6 and 5, what's He say? Luke 6, 5. He said to them, the Son of Man is Lord of the Shabbat. Or let's go to Mark. Mark 2, 27 and 28. Then He said to them, Shabbat was made for man. Why? So that we don't work? Well, obviously, but so that we rest. But rest how? We have to get this, right? Messiah is not going to contradict. You can't just pull one scripture. I go, oh, look, Sabbath is made for me so I can do whatever I want on the Sabbath, right? Sabbath was made for rest. So I'm just going to rest. I'm just going to stay home and I'm going to sleep and I ain't going to do nothing. Well, that's what we've always caused it to think, right? But the problem is we're missing the key element, which means the Shabbat is a holy convocation. I spoke to someone recently, and this is not a dig on him. I love this brother, got great wisdom. But I was sharing this thought with him, and he said, well, you know, Sabbath is a feast day, but it's not. I mean, it is a Moedim. It is an appointed time, but it's not really that. You don't see any scriptures where it's about celebrating. Or a celebration, or a feast. It is a Moedim. It's an appointed day. It's an appointed time. Now, the word feast and Moedim can be connected, interconnected. But you've got to take it in context of the totality of Scripture. Right? We can't just say, well, that's part of the holy day. Because if you read, when you read Isaiah, I think this is fascinating to me. Now, I know I may be upset with some folks, and that's okay. If we go back to Exodus, we got to go the other way, where we find this commandment in Exodus 20, one of the things that I find very fascinating is this. So go back, go to your Bibles, open your Bibles up to Exodus. I missed it. I must have. Let me type it in. Exodus 20. Right. No, I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong place. I need to go to Leviticus. Leviticus 23. There we go. So when we look at Leviticus 23, what I find very fascinating about this text is that the very first part, it says, then Adonai spoke to Moses saying, speak to Ben Israel and tell them, these are the appointed Moedim, appointed Moedim, times, right? Appointments of Adonai, which you are to proclaim to be holy convocation. So he stays right at the top that these, in other words, plural, these, what I'm about to tell you, are all holy convocations, all right? Convocations are about holy assembly. Then, he says in verse 3, my Moedim, all right? My set time. Work may be done for 6 days, but the seventh day is Shabbat, a solemn rest, a holy convocation. You are to do no work. It is a Shabbat to who? To Adonai. Don't miss this. Who is the Sabbath to? The Sabbath is to Adonai. Don't miss what Jesus says over here, saying that he is the Lord of the Shabbat. Yes. Why is he the Lord of the Shabbat? Because the Shabbat should be about him. If we believe that Yahweh and Yeshua are the same, that Jesus is God in the flesh, then of course he would say this. Why? Because in Exodus it says that. Shabbat to Adonai in all your dwelling. Sabbath is to Yahweh or Yeshua. It's to him. That's what we find in the text. Now watch what he does. In verse 4, he says, these are appointed feasts. Now we're going to go into the feast of Adonai. We talk about Passover, about Pesach, we talk about the Feast of Unleavened Bread. But what you'll find is when he talks about feasts, what you miss is that it does not say the Sabbath. What is my point? Should we not oneg? No, that's not what I'm saying. I just think that we need to make sure our priorities are straight. Why do we gather on this holy convocation? It's not just so that we can oneg and I get to see my friends and we get to chill out and we don't have to go to work. That's not what it is. It's that Sabbath is to Adonai, Yahweh. It is for him. When we gather on the Shabbat, we should be excited. Why? Because we're coming together to worship Yahweh. We're coming together to speak the word of Yahweh out. We're coming together to hear the Torah portion. Why? Because that's God's instruction. It's Yahweh's instruction to us. We come and we hear a pastor or a shepherd or a teacher speak a truth that Yahweh has revealed to him, right? In how we're to live out this life we're called to live. I don't want you to miss this. Lately, even in our community, we've had people who show up super late for what purpose? Just to spend time at Oneg. And they forget, wait a minute, that's not what it's for. This is to Adonai. I cannot get rid of verse 3. Work may be done 6 days, but 7 days of Shabbat of solemn rest. A holy convocation. You are to do no work. It is a Shabbat to Adonai. I want us to understand, we've got to get this in our spirit this morning or today. Whatever time it is that you're watching this. This is so good. And this is why I love Mark 2, 27 and 28. Because Mark 27 and 28, Mark 2, he says to them, this is, remember, you know, they were going through, what were they doing? Let me go back. And most of y'all know probably Mark 2. So these guys were all upset because the apostles were in the field and they were picking grain, right? They were eating. And, you know, this is the scribes and Pharisees, obviously. And they were upset because the disciples were doing this. And so basically Jesus, he checks them and he says, hey, he said, don't you remember David? You know, let's read it real quick. I missed it. All right, there we go. We're fine in here. Now it happened on Shabbat that Yeshua was going through the grain fields, and his disciples began to make their way, plucking the heads of grain. The Pharisees were saying to him, look, why are they doing what is not permitted on the Shabbat? Well, it was not permitted, not in the Bible. You don't find that in the Torah. This is according to their rules and their legalism, right? The Pharisees were saying to him, look, why are they doing not permitted on the Shabbat? And what's he say? Verse 25. And he said to them, this is Messiah, have you heard or read what David did when he was in need and he and those with him became hungry? How he entered the house of Yahweh with Abathar and Cohen Gadol, and Abathar was a Cohen Gadol, and ate the showbread, which is permitted only for the Kohanim to eat, in other words, the priest to eat, and gave some even to those who were with them. Watch this. Then he said to them, Shabbat was made for man, not man for Shabbat. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Don't miss this. This wasn't about eating bread, and that's what Jesus is trying to tell him. Look, this isn't about going through a cornfield picking, right? This isn't what this is about. Notice who they're with. Who is the disciples with? They're with Jesus. Come on. Like, they're with the Messiah. So he says to them, so the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. They're with the Lord. They're with Yeshua. Man, we can't miss it. This is so good, right? This is a game changer. Like, and he's telling them that Shabbat was made for man. What does he mean? It means it's coming out of the world. We're coming out of the world and turning back to Yahweh to spend time with him. Remember our passage in Exodus. It's for Yahweh. It wasn't about picking corn or picking grain or eating showbread in the temple. That's not what the Sabbath is about. That's all legalism. Sabbath is about spending and going in and worshiping Yahweh. That's where we find our rest. Our rest is in Yeshua. Our rest is in Yahweh. When we spend time with him, when we worship him. I'm going to prove it to you. Like, this is one of those things that I just, like, when I think about worship, like when I'm tired, right? Let's say, he says, when you're tired, you shall mount up with wings like eagles. You shall run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint. Because when you're in the presence of Yahweh, when you get into his presence and you spend time with him, whether it's worship or hearing the word or feeding your faith or whatever on Shabbat, man, I'm telling you right now, man, you will find rest. Rest isn't just about the physical body, it's about the spiritual body and feeding the spiritual body, which I love this. It's so powerful, right? I mean, are you getting this? Are you hearing this? So this Sabbath, right? When we go into this Sabbath, here's what I want to caution you. Check your motivation. Check your heart. When you come to Sabbath, whether it's here at ELC or whether you're coming to your own community or your own church, wherever you're gathering on the Shabbat and having a holy convocation, a holy called out assembly with believers, not a home church. Okay, I don't want to go into that again. Man, check your motivation. Why are you here? Why are you there? Are you there just for the people? I hope your heart is turned this Sabbath to Yahweh. So when you worship, the Bible says that we are to worship in spirit and in truth. So when we come to worship this weekend and this Sabbath, let's worship Adonai. Remember, Shabbat, right? Going back one more time, let's look at it again. Right? Hey, holy come, you are to do no work. It is a Shabbat to Yahweh. It's his Shabbat. It's for him. And yes, he made it for man. Why? So that we could stop striving in the world and do what? Come back to him. Get fed. Right? Worship him. Get in his presence. Find rest in his presence. I love you guys. Man, I hope this has blessed you. We're going to talk more about this. Man, I hope this blesses you. Share it. Don't forget to share it, like it. If you made it all the way to the end, would you, if you're watching this on YouTube, would you tell your friends about it? Share this, like it. If you're on a podcast somewhere listening to it, man, let us know what you, you know, send me an email, please. Pastor Mike at epiclifeterrell.com. Man, let me know what you think about the content. What can I be talking about? What can we be teaching about? And so, man, may this Shabbat, may you find rest in Adonai, Yahweh, as you worship him and as you gather and delight in his Sabbath. I'll see you guys next time.